I congratulated our guys on the win and, of course, on coming out in the second half and playing the way they did. The first half was very disappointing. Kind of a lesser group of men, I think, would have had trouble. But and even coming out in the second half, we didn't start off necessarily very well right away in the start of the second half. But, we hung in and we kept playing and we did obviously went back and forth there late. Their quarterback hit a couple of big plays. Our quarterback hit some big plays. So it was right down to the wire, but thank goodness we're so happy to be 1-1 at this juncture. And there's plenty of stuff to correct, and we'll work to get that corrected, but it's a lot better correcting when you win.
Coach, you talk about Eli versus Eli versus the rest of the game, Eli.
Well, he hung in there. You know, that's the best example I can tell you, he made a couple bad plays, and yet he didn't get discouraged. We got him together when we first came in at the half and talked about, the character of our team would show up in the second half, how we needed to play, what we needed to do to get back in this thing. We were only down 2 scores, but we just weren't playing very well. And he kept hanging in and believing and looking for his spots, and he got a few and took full advantage of it. And then finally the big play came back in for us.
Tom, how did the injuries impact on guys offensively?
Well, it puts you in a state for a while where you're, trying to settle down. They happened so quick. We're in a goal line situation. You usually don't think that's a real danger area. And David Deal, who's been like an Iron Man here, he gets hurt. And I didn't even know the circumstance around Bradshaw's injury, but the next thing you know, he was out, and Hixon was out. You give Sean Locklear, you got to give people credit. I mean, he starts out playing on the left side. He has to go over on the right side. So some people really did step forward and play very, very well under the circumstances and give us a chance to win, and that's exactly what they did. Excuse me?
Do you have any updates on the
I don't.
Tom, how about the Phillips hit? It seemed to change the momentum, got the crowd back into the game.
Yeah, it really helped. And it was a thoroughly legal hit, too. I mean, they were over there yelling and screaming, but it was a legal hit, and it did. It did get us a little juice.
Tom, I looked like Cruz bounced back tough for
him in the way he did. Yeah, it was, he very, 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 very deep and personal loss for Victor Cruz and losing his grandmother. And, he was very emotional. He stated, I think, that everyone saw how much he loved his grandmother. And But he went through all that. He missed one day of practice. He was excited to play today. We made him a captain. And he certainly came up with a very big game.
Can you talk about the way he had limited practice?
I mean, you can't say enough about what he was able to do. I mean, he goes out there with one day's practice and, made an awful lot of plays in the game, plays that gave us opportunities, kept us in the game for a long time there with the way he played. And, he's a great competitor. He loves to play. And, of course, he loves to be in a game like this when the ball's in the air.
Did you think about taking some more time off?
I did. That's definitely something that I'm not comfortable with. Not taking the touchdown. I'm going to take the touchdown, but I could have taken some more time off, and that's on me. Excuse me? They got the ball out quick, but we still got some good pressure on them. It wasn't it's kind of the way the script looks like it's probably going to be for us, and we worked and worked and worked, and we caused some bad throws, some throws that were not complete. He played very well, but but we did get after him a little bit. Andre comes to the park and he's not sure what his role is going to be, because we had our plays for David and of course Ahmad, and then when Ahmad went down, Andre was on all kinds of special teams, and there he was going to be the primary back, and I thought he did very well. I don't know exactly what it looks like from a pass protection standpoint yet. But he did catch the ball well and run with the ball, protect the ball. He's the one that knelt down there and didn't score. And I figured 31 seconds was, but that was my error.
Is there a single point in the second half that you guys
change? Somebody mentioned the Phillips hit or the Peck or the Cruz catch. Was there one you thought was the
biggest? No, because of the way the nature of the game was going, I felt like we were gaining on playing the way we would want to play, but we still, when they came back as fast as they did, there wasn't any time to really say who had what momentum. We just had to keep playing. The game, we were down two scores. Our character would show in the second half. How we played the second half, we always talk, if we're up, we talk about it being nothing to nothing. So we were down and we talked about it being nothing to nothing. And it didn't start out real well in the second half either. But we kept playing. And even when we had the very huge plays that disappointed us, we kept playing. And that says a lot about us. No, well, it's plenty of time, to be honest with you. But I thought we could hold. I thought we'd be in good shape. I didn't expect the ball to come out quite as far as it did either.
How concerned are you about the lack of coverage?
Well, naturally, I'm concerned. But I will say this. The ball was thrown superbly. And maybe more than my concern about that is why we're not making a play or seeing the ball. We don't even see the ball come. We need to really, really work to know that the ball is arriving, because there's something you can do about it.
You talk about Montello's big catches in the second half.
He did. He had a couple that he doesn't want to talk about, but he made a couple of plays at the end for us, and the one down the sideline was huge.
Tom, given everything Eli's accomplished, just how he's evolved as a quarterback, when he throws three interceptions like that, it's shocking for you to see that, or what's your reaction?
It's always that way for me, because that's basically what I – my thing is turnovers, and it's like sticking a dagger right here. Sometimes there's an interception that the defense makes a spectacular play. Sometimes there's others. You know, I really think that the one that was run in for the touchdown there, right before the half, that was a nice fake of a blitz, and then a guy dropping out of there, and it was a three-step drop, and I don't know if Eli even saw him, but. You know, he takes it more seriously than I do. And, I'm just glad to win and stand here. And even though we're minus one, we won the game.
How do you know that?
Because I talk to him all the time, and he expresses himself to me. You can see it. It's not going to take away from his aggressiveness. You can't let that happen. But you got to eliminate that stuff. Well, we had some issues, too. Hosley came out with a bunch of stuff in his eye, and he was a little bit late getting back in the game because of that. And we had more people on the field.
Tom, how about the big hit at the end of the game, the safety obviously give up, and Williams out, he blasted the ball, kind of bring that play back?
Which play now? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was a most fortunate, and they challenged too. I mean, we were being told downstairs it was a no catch, so there was no thought on my part. I wasn't gonna, but they challenged.
Coach, you talk about Eli in that first half. He dropped the ball to Baby. Did you see he had Bradshaw as well out there?
I saw it, but evidently he didn't. So.
Did you